I will inherit the world, and I'll die in America.
Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Defender 7 Monday night broadcast brought to you by your host, Colonel Kimberly Purvis, and I am your general of the Defender 7. Bobby Ormsby. Welcome, everybody. Sorry it's been a long time signing on. I'd like to give a shout-out and a good happy third birthday to my granddaughter, Addison Davis. So I hope everybody's having a wonderful night tonight. We have a great show for you. I hope everybody tunes in and listens to us. Now, I am going to bring in your host, our Colonel, Kimberly Purvis. There, Kimberly? Hello? I apologize for the delay. I thought that our colonel was on with us. I'm sure she'll be on shortly, but we always do the Monday night broadcast as a history among other topics. So allow me to try to get a hold of her. While we're waiting, again, I'd like to apologize. I don't know if anybody else has noticed or has had the same problem, but all internet connections were down earlier, off and on, a little sketchy. Well, so much so here in South Carolina, but that's thanks to your government. On that one. You there, Kimberly?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, gosh. Thank God.
I've been having a hard time.
No, I didn't forget. I did not forget.
We were sitting here waiting. Everyone was on. I'm like, well, crap. It was like 7 minutes after. I'm like, Lorna's like, oh, your granddaughter's birthday party was today, I guess, or something. And
yeah.
I'm like, yeah, but what time did you get on the show?
I've been trying to sign on. That's what I'm saying. There's been glitches in the internet, and especially all down here. I don't know about where you guys are at.
No, I was on, and I was waiting, and I'm like, okay, maybe he, you know, whatever. And so I put it in the national chat room. Oh, we may not have a show tonight, guys. And they're like, okay.
No, believe me. Like I said, I've been trying to sign on.
Okay. No, I don't doubt that. I've been having issues with my internet, and I found out why possibly I've been having some issues. I have a VPN, not an IP address. And so because of my Defender Pro, the security program I have, it's kicking me out of any page, any site that's questionable. It doesn't matter what it is.
Right. Hey, I have another medic, another Army medic, that needs to get on with you when we do the medical show. My son-in-law.
Okay. Ah, cool.
Now, granted, I was in garrison the whole time I was in. I was stationed in the hospital, Bassett Army Memorial Hospital in Fairbanks, Alaska, well, Fort Wainwright, Alaska. I don't have any combat experience. I won't be able to talk on anything like that. But, you know.
Well, here's the thing. All of mine, I was a nurse. I was a medic in the Army, but I was mostly a nurse. I took care of all the guys after they came home and stuff. I was sent back, you know, because they said, you know, whatever. I'm not going into that long discussion. but I've been a nurse for 21 years. I've been a nurse for 21 years. So even before I joined, I still took care of a lot of veterans and a lot of accidents, you know, traumas and all that crap and stuff. So I took care of the other side more.
Right.
And, yeah. And so
other side, because I was on labor and delivery. So, you know, there are two things that happen when soldiers come home. They drink and they screw.
Yeah.
Sorry,
Did you notice when it's time for deployment, how many females come up pregnant? So they don't have to get deployed. Oh, you ain't kidding. One, I just had surgery, and that was the other issue. And I got sent back on rear D with all the pregos. And I'm like, fuck this shit. I ain't doing this crap.
Yeah.
And the
pandas are bad by themselves, but you get them pregnant, and they a whole nother.
Jody came
to I'm talking about active duty soldiers. No, I'm talking about active duty females would get pregnant, so they didn't get deployed.
Oh, you said you're talking about active duty females.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When I got stationed, right when I went to basic training at Fort Jackson, all females got pregnancy tested. And then when I got to Fort Sam Houston, all females got pregnancy tested. And my whole unit from Fort Jackson was like 300 people. Of those 300, 250 of them were medics. Okay. And a majority of my basic training unit went to Fort Sam Houston. And you would not believe how many of the women came up pregnant.
When you went through AIT, were they a joint base just yet? Were they strictly Army still, or did they have also like Air Force, Marines, Navy, all that shit on there too?
Oh, they started. Well, yeah, because they're doing all medical training goes to Fort Sam now.
Right.
I was there in 08. So I think they were just integrating everybody after I left, I believe. Because Fort Sam is not just a training for AIT. It's an actual base as well. So one side of the post was for training for medical, and the other side was a like Fort Campbell, Fort Riley, Fort Jackson. Well, not really. I think Fort Jackson was mainly basic training, but you know what I'm saying? And then there's Fort Hood that's above it, north of Fort Sam. Did you know that combat medics is the highest suicide rate of all AITs?
Yep. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, hell yeah.
We had 9 suicides. in our 16 weeks? Nine.
I don't want to get too much
five
in my personal situation, whatever, but I personally know, I want to say at least two people I went to AIT with that ended up going through that same path. And, no, yeah, the suicide rates in our MOS are definitely some of the highest.
Because it's because of you have so much on your shoulders to learn. But here's the thing. Of the nine, five of them were prior service. So there was only four that were brand new people. And, you know, I had already had 10 years of nursing. And so everybody was looking at me like, how do you know so much, too? Because I've been a nurse forever. So,
yeah, experience, time in, all that shit, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty cool. I didn't mind. I was the guinea pig. I got stuck 11 times just to teach IVs. So I'm like, oh, God, this sucks. But sure, I mean, we do on the medical show, I do everything. Whatever medical, it doesn't matter. And I can guarantee you have more labor and delivery experience than I do. In my 20 years of nursing. Reason being, I'm not an RN. I'm an LPN. And LPNs are not allowed to work labor and delivery. So.
And what was crazy about my experience on labor and delivery is that they had me operating under the license of an LPN, doing things that just a regular medic shouldn't be doing, like vaccinations, IVs, shit that you would do nonstop in a theater situation, but you would never be allowed to do in garrison. You know what I'm saying? And it's a whole different experience being a medic in a labor and delivery ward. I'm sure it's
and that's the other thing.
Combat medic,
that's the other thing. I did more, and see, I may not have got to do all my training and things I did downrange, but I did more as a medic / nurse in the Army than RNs do, like trachs, chest tubes, intubation. I had to do all of that.
Anything that you have to do to make sure you get through that situation. No,
yeah.
I get
and,
it.
And it's like all these RNs, oh, my God, how were you able to do that? Because we were trained to. And so in the civilian world, I can't do shit. It's like, oh, my God. I hate it.
Yeah, because fucking Karen
different.
Or Becky or Matt or Kyle is going to gonna sue the shit out of you the second you save their kid's life just because you did something outside of your scope of practice. And that's what's fucking ridiculous. Like, where do these people get off? You made sure that their kid got to take another breath on this earth, but now you owe them hundreds of thousands of dollars because you're not licensed to save that kid's life even though you did it? Yeah, fuck all that.
Okay. No, here's the thing. Well, that's why we have the Good Samaritan law. That saves nurses, but you're still not allowed to practice, do anything out of the scope of your practice. But get this, in Alabama, I can pronounce some, when I worked hospice as an LPN, I went out on a call, yep, they died, okay, and I signed the death certificate and they give it to the doctor, and then the doctor signs it. In Georgia, an LPN cannot. I'm like, what if they're decapitated in a car accident? They're like, nope. I have to call an RN, which is so stupid. In some states, LPNs are not allowed to hang IV fluids. But you can hang. I mean, so I wish they would just nationalize all nurses to be able to do the same shit, you know, from state and then just do it that way.
Or at the very least, give these combat medics the licensing, whatever it takes, the certifications, whatever it is, to allow them to continue operating on that same scope of practice, whether it's statewide or in theater. And, there has to be some middle ground, some compromise. We can't just keep living in this little gray area of the Good Samaritan law, hoping that it might protect us.
But see, here's the thing. When you go to AIT, you get your EMT license.
Right,
okay.
Basic EMT license. which means you can give oxygen, activated carbon, and maybe Tylenol if they really need it.
Yeah, and but here's the thing. When I got stationed at Fort Campbell is when I got my paramedics, because I did advanced combat medic training with special forces and all that cool shit. It was pretty cool. It's hardcore, but I didn't keep it. I let my damn license lapse for my paramedic and EMT. I let it lapse like a dumbass, and I should have kept it. I wanted to be a flight medic.
After I got out of the Army, I let my EMT lapse because the same thing. I just didn't think I was going to use it, and I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah. But you, I found out I could have done a refresher course.
Wait a minute. I gotta give Stephen a little background on you with you and your 10 personalities.
Oh, my God. It's Sybil, Carol, Cheryl. Wait a minute. It's Sybil, Carol, Cheryl. Karen's dead. She stuffed it in the trunk. there's three lieutenants. There's three lieutenants that wander around aimlessly in my head. But don't believe a damn thing he's saying, because I don't have 10. Jesus.
Yes, you do. We all saw them.
You just have to pick which day and find out which one it is.
Exactly.
I hear that.
You just have to pick.
but anyway, I got to get in the car. That's why I broke you up a little bit. Steven's going to try to get on one of our medical shows.
So... is this all me? Is there anyone on the show with me right now?
Yeah, I believe our major dumbass, major from Wisconsin, Lauren is on here.
Wisconsin, is she on here? Well, I didn't want to be talking by myself the whole damn 2 hours.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
He wouldn't let me talk.
Colonel Pain in the Ass Johns is here, too.
Okay. He had me muted. He wouldn't let me talk.
Exactly. I'm leaving you behind in Wisconsin because they don't want you leaving.
Listen here, Mr. Late to your own show.
No shit.
I wasn't late.
Yes, you were. So we're going to do tonight's show. It's going to be on all the farmers who are having to destroy their crops, and the cattle farmers and the pig farmers are having to destroy, euthanize their pigs. Millions of pigs are having to be euthanized. And then if we have time, I want to go and touch on the real reason, one of the real reasons why China wants in Afghanistan and why we had to leave. So, yeah, it's a real eye-opener. I didn't realize that issue besides oil. It's not oil. So.
No, it's all kinds of other stuff.
It's opium. Poppy seeds. But I found this big, huge thing on it. And, it's a big eye-opener because Mexico gets the poppy seeds from Afghanistan and then Mexico makes the heroin and all the other shit, and then they send it up through the border.
Well, I thought it was the minerals because I've seen a thing.
That is the mineral.
Not that mineral.
Besides
stuff.
Oil. Yeah,
no,
besides
copper.
Oil. Yeah, see, I didn't know, and I could not find anything on that.
Really?
Yeah.
I wish I had
was looking
had
and looking.
That.
If you could find it.
I'll be able to. This was like a couple of weeks ago that I seen it.
Oh, it don't matter. I just type it up and look. But so I don't know if you guys are aware. If you have TikTok, if you have Twitter, Instagram, any of these other social media platforms, probably seen a lot of videos about farmers talking about having to destroy their crops. So their contracts can't be filled. So, which means here was part of the problem. No restaurants were open. So the pandemic caused everything to shut down. So I get the crops being destroyed because it can only last for so long. You know what I'm saying? Because fruits, vegetables, and all that crap, it'll die. But they're blaming COVID on cattle farmers and pig farmers.
Bullshit.
Having to euthanize.
It's
bullshit. Why do you got to kill them? Why? If a plant has legitimately has, and Tyson is another one, and I'm going to tell everybody, boycott Tyson, unless you really don't give a shit about the vaccine. Tyson is saying anybody who works for them delivers or picks up their, even the truck drivers, they're forcing them to get the vaccine. So people are boycotting Tyson. I don't buy Tyson. They're too damn expensive. So there's that. But my daughter worked at Tyson Chicken plant in Georgia, and half the plant got COVID. So they had to shut down. So I don't see why you have to euthanize all the animals that's not at the plant already. You see what I'm saying? It's, you got to sterilize everything, and I get all that. And if there's animals there, then yes, I get that. Because then you don't want them to get COVID and pass it back and all that crap. Mad cow disease.
So, I just found it.
You found it?
Yeah,
okay.
It says, besides lithium, Afghanistan also sits on significant reserves of copper, gold, gemstones, beryllium. Iron ore, marble, oil, and gas, and rare earth.
Spell that word.
Beryllium.
What the fuck? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Okay, so anyway, Tyson was forced to close, a lot of the packaging plants, like I said, keep your animals alive longer. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay. So, but here's the other thing, especially about chicken or all poultry. They're forcing to go to imitation. They already have imitation chicken, plant-based chicken. So you're going to see a lot of these. That makes a lot more sense than COVID, if you know what I mean. They already have soy burgers, but they've been around for decades anyway, so that don't count. But, you know, the Impossible Whopper and all that crap, it was nasty. So I don't care what anybody says, it was nasty. But that's what they're forcing, is plant-based meat.
No,
well,
thank
think
you.
Think about it. I know. And so, because they feel AOC in her brilliant wisdom, which is none, thinks that cows, pigs, and all of that are the reason why we have global warming, because of all their cow flatulence, cows in the world. Sorry. We have almost 8 billion people in the world. Does not compare. Especially the amount of hot air that comes out of liberals. I'm sorry. But, so part of the other thing is a lot of Texas farmers are being told to euthanize their cow. So, and like I said, they're blaming it on COVID, which is bullshit. I'm sorry. It's just, it doesn't make any sense. So,
no, I watched a video on it, and the government is paying them 2-3 times more than what they would get.
Yeah,
normally.
And that's the reason. Yeah, and that's the reason why they're having to destroy their crops, because they're subsidized. Hold on, where is it at? Hold on, let me see. I thought I found it. Yeah, and they're saying there's the, yeah, here's the thing is, we all know Snopes or Snoops or whatever the hell it is, it's full of crap. It's all a lie. So take whatever they say with a grain of salt. But they're saying, the USDA is saying there's no widespread disruptions in the chain, the food supply. I don't know about you guys, but I've noticed different products that is still off the shelf. It's still off the shelf right now. And so they're saying it's false, which we know they're lying.
Right.
But yeah, so the deal is with all these farmers and their crops is when they're subsidized, that means they get money from the government and they're paying twice the amount of what they would have got paid to harvest their crops. Okay. If they don't destroy them, the government will cut their funding and then tax the shit out of them. Farmland does not get taxed. If they get taxed, they'll lose their land, they'll lose their farm, they lose everything. And that's what they want. If you guys
Gates or whatever his name is, or whichever one it is that can go buy up the property?
Yeah, he is now the largest landowner in America. Yeah. Okay. I know we've talked about this movie a couple of times. Go watch the movie Soylent Green. Yes, it was made in the 70s, okay? Get past the fact it was made in the 70s, but there's Ernest Borgnine, Charlton Heston, and all that. It's pretty cool, okay? But the funny thing about that movie is it was made in the 70s, but it was made about 2019 to 2022. Okay. They took over all the country and forced everybody to live in the big cities. There's not an ass load of people out in the country anyway. So they forced everybody to live in the cities and nobody was allowed to go into the farmland, period. All the seaweed farms and shit in the ocean, those were all dead, dried up. All the farmland started drying up. So the food they had was called Soylent Green, right? What do you think they made the food out of after a certain point?
I don't know.
It was made out of people.
Gross.
Yeah, and he gets on this truck because his friend, and they had this big center. You get to go home. You can check out early and go home and ease the surplus on the rest. Yeah, so basically they sterilize the body. They process, you know, you play this awesome music and you get to watch. It's got 3D cinema. You're laying on the bed, boom, you die. They take you to a processing plant, sterilize you, yada, yada, shmada. And they turn you into crackers and other food. Yeah, and Charlton Heston sees this. And it's awful. It's awful because it's a sad thing that in our near future, believe it or not, they don't want anybody growing their own foods right now. They want you dependent on the government. That's why the unemployment checks were so high. That's why the food stamps went up. They want Americans dependent on the government. Okay. And the left is eating it up. See, we told you socialism works. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. So, yeah, it's just a brain fart. So they don't want anybody to grow food, have their own cows, pigs, chickens, and all that cool stuff. They don't want you having it.
Well, there's a guy across the lake from me that's been fighting two hog farmers or two companies that are trying to put great big huge hog farms over around here. And he's fighting them for it because of what happens to the smell with that many. It's supposed to be like thousands of hogs. And what they do with the carcasses and all that stuff and the manure, it's turning into a battle.
If you haven't noticed how much food is going up.
Oh, God.
All your meats, your poultry, your meats are all going up higher and higher and higher.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed things that were supposed to be like ass cheap. I'm talking cheap. It's now tripled in cost. So we all know, and I'm not going to go too much into this, but everybody knows from Agenda 21 and the Great Reset is to, and we all know that FEMA was given permission by the government back when Obama was president, gave FEMA control. So if they find out that you've got a surplus of food, FEMA could come in and take it out of your house. They can take your car, your house, your land, and distribute it throughout the nation. Well, actually, it's the world. That's the redistribution of wealth.
Coming soon with all these people coming into the States.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. With all of, and that's why I think COVID has something to do with it, and all the 9,000 variants that they have no idea about, okay, they're not even vaccinated. They're giving them an option to even take the vaccine, but they're forcing us.
That's because they want us dead so they can have our country.
They want 95% of the world to be dead. The elites want the world to be run by elites and a few peons. And this is why I said, well, who the fuck's going to make all the vehicles, your clothes? Who's going to do all of your, you know, your farming for, you know, you're not going to need a whole assload of people, but you know what I'm saying? So think about it. Who's going to do all of that? Who's going to do it all if you kill 95% of the population?
I know. Well, maybe that's why they're letting all of them in, and they're going to be their slave boys and girls.
No. See, here's the thing. They bring them over here, right, as an excuse to push the vaccine on us. And that's why they want you to get a vaccine every 5 months now. Oh, come on, hurry up, sheeple. Come on, sheeple. Get your vaccine so you can knock off quicker. That's what it is. Nobody bought it soon enough. So now they're going to bring all these people in. Also, like I've said, watch out for September 11th because they're going to do, I heard about a red flag. There's going to be a shit ton of people killed, and they're going to blame it on Christians and Trump supporters. And they're going to use it as an excuse to take our weapons. So it's just something that I saw. But yeah, that's the whole plan. But people don't want to believe it. And Bill Gates himself even said this shit. We need to depopulate the world by 95%. And they talk about putting nanite technology in the vaccine. So here again, the food shortages is going to get worse. They're deliberately causing food shortages. Now, tomorrow, truckers are going on strike here and in Australia. But
is that a
now,
for sure thing now?
Yeah, it is. A lot of truckers have already started. They shut down 75 all the way to Canada or whatever highway goes to Canada. One of these highways somewhere, I don't know which port, I mean, which entrance into Canada, so I don't know. You're not going to have just one. there are hundreds and hundreds, and they're just slowing. They're driving so slow. And then they actually stopped and parked their trucks on the highway. So, but tomorrow at 12 o'clock, it's not just truckers. They're telling everybody to call into work tomorrow, keep your kids home from school, don't buy anything. I don't care what it is. Do not buy anything tomorrow. People are going to go out on the highways and bring truckers food so they can eat while they sit there. So it's all in a, it's all for the a medical mandate, because that's what it's over. That's why the truckers are striking. But and now it's truckers, teachers, some teachers, nurses, doctors, any essential worker, pretty much. They're walking out tomorrow at 12 o'clock.
50% are getting fired tomorrow at where I go to the doctor.
I hope every nurse walks out or gets fired, lets them get fired. It's going to show the government they're freaking retarded, and they have no idea what they're doing.
All the these doctors and nurses that are getting fired, all they need to really do is go and open up their own clinic.
Yep. What they need to do. I'll go. I refuse to get vaccinated. I can't. So they can kiss my ass. I'll die. Literally, I would die if I got the vaccine, so they can kiss my ass.
Right.
But people are, I'm tired of seeing, I see a lot of it about, we're not anti-vax. I tell people I'm anti-stupid. I've had all my vaccines. I've had all the vaccines the military gave me. So, except for one, which is why I don't take vaccines anymore, because it almost killed me. But guarantee most of the people that won't take the vaccine are not anti-vaxxers, because we just don't trust it. And now there is in me, I don't know who showed me this video, graphene oxide is inside your meat and chicken. It's what causes the cancer. And that's what's inside the vaccine. It's a metal. And that's why magnets are sticking to people's arms. And they took a magnet literally and flicked it against a pack of steak, and it stuck. So
you did that?
Huh?
You did that?
No, I saw a video, a documentary on it, that they were checking all these meats. Some meats it would stick, some it wouldn't. Some chicken it stuck, and some it didn't. And they took it, had the meat tested. There's graphene oxide in it. Same shit that's in the vaccine. And people are saying, oh, that magnet trick doesn't work. Yeah, well, it does. And some of the side effects from, like I said, we've said over and over and over again, do your own research. Don't be stupid. Don't listen to the media. Don't listen to Raton. Just do your research for yourself, you know. So, hey, if you get it, you get it. You don't, you don't. I'm not gonna, you know, crucify you for it. But part of the real reason why Biden pulled out, and he's full of shit, okay? It had nothing to do with the fact we've been there 20 damn years. One, we shouldn't have been there to begin with. Yes, it was Bush who got us. Well, Bush didn't get us in Afghanistan. We were in Iraq and Kuwait first, and then Afghanistan. Yes, planes crashed into the towers and stuff, but we're not going to go into all that crap. But in 2017, opium cultivation in Afghanistan reached a record high with multifaceted impacts on the country. And heroin is not fueling the deadly U.S. opiate epidemic to any significant degree. And there's very little the United States or other countries can do about the opiate production in Afghanistan. No. Here's the thing. Mexico, like I said, Mexico gets the poppy seeds from Afghanistan, and that's how we get it to America. We're not getting it from Afghanistan. We're getting it from Mexico. So given the precarious security situation there and the intensification of violent conflict, most policy tools are either ineffective or highly counterproductive. So the global problem of drug addiction is within the countries themselves. It didn't really start. The opium addiction started in the 90s here in America. Now, I didn't really pay attention. Hell, I was only 20 years old, so I didn't give a shit. But you think about it, and I'm thinking of things like Oxycontin, Percocet, Darvocet, and all of those other ones, not heroin. Have the biggest, I grew up in Florida, so the biggest thing we had to deal with was cocaine, not heroin. Drug of choice when I was growing up was cocaine, and that's South Florida. The biggest importers of cocaine goes right through Miami, or at least it used to. I don't know if it still does, but so from 2016 to 2017, the area under opium pulp poppy cultivation in Afghanistan increased by 63%. I don't know how big a hectare is. It's 328,000 hectares. Is Bobby on? Or he disappeared?
I don't know.
Fine. Well, anywho, there's 328,000 hectares of poppy seeds grown in Afghanistan. The estimated total production of opium went up 87% to 9,000 metric tons. And that's the most ever in Afghan history. Most of the expansion took place in the Helmand province along the hub of Afghan opium production, as well as Taliban insurgency. With 144,000 hectares cultivated with poppy, that province alone surpasses production levels in all of Myanmar. You know, the one that their military took over?
Uh-huh.
Did a military coup because of the, yeah, that country. The world's second product producer of opiates, but cultivation expanded throughout the country, including the north, in Balkh, and yeah, Jawzjan, whatever the hell that is. The current U.S. opiate epidemic is distressingly deadly. In 2016, it killed 1,000 Americans. More than doubled in 2005. Curbing the epidemic is one of the most pressing public health priorities. But see, here's the other big problem. The government and all of its ignorance said, let's take all veterans off of pain management and hand them Motrin and tell them, suck it up. So we have to pay the price for the rest of America being stupid. Now, don't get me wrong. You know, the VA had handed out its fair share of Percocets and all of that crap. But in the VA, you really can't get any type of pain medicine unless you've had surgery. And you're only going to get a certain amount. Now, if you look at people like a lot of athletes are the ones who got addicted to Percocets. Percocet's highly addictive, very, very, very addictive. Who was that football star? Brett Favre got addicted to Percocet back in the day, way back. Wait, not currently. I'm talking way back when he still played. He had surgery or had an injury, and he got addicted to it. It's not hard to get addicted to that shit. And so now, what is that other one that gets you – I cannot think of the drug that gets you off of one.
Oh.
It's bad in West Virginia.
Methadone.
No, not methadone. Methadone gets you off of heroin, but there's another drug that they had to give to get people off of another drug, and it's called hillbilly heroin.
Well, I know they used morphine for one. Is morphine opium, heroin?
No. I thought it started with a B. Hold on. I saw this. It's right there on the end of my tongue. crap. It starts with a B.
With a what?
A B. I think it starts with a B. Crap. But yeah, oxycodone is a synthetic opioid, and that's where they call it also hillbilly heroin as well. But crap. Hold on. La 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 la. I can help find it. You know what? Let me find it up. I'm gonna look it up. Hold on a second. Used to get you off of other drugs. Sorry, guys. I didn't even think about going this. Methadone. Suboxone. It's Suboxone. That's a generic name. Suboxone is the other one. You're given Suboxone to get you off of heroin also. And so people got addicted to Suboxone. And it's a big-time problem in West Virginia. At least it was. So, yeah. So, anywho. So, yeah, and so they decided because of people getting addicted to all these different opiates, let's make the veterans suffer. I have to fight tooth and nail to get migraine medication. I can't take Imitrex, and I can't take all of the other ones. Honestly, it makes my head feel like it's like lava is in my skull, and my hair. I mean, if I just start running a high fever, and so they're like, nope, and so they put me on Fiorset, which is caffeine, Tylenol, Fiorinol. It's such a low dose of Fiorinol, it's not addictive, but they don't care. So they put Fiorset in a different class. I forgot how the drug classes are. They put it up in their opiates, and it's not. It's a barbiturate, which is so stupid. I fail my drug test every time for the VA because they forgot that they put me on it. Fentanyl is another one. It's a highly potent synthetic opioid mixed into heroin and cocaine. Fentanyl causes deadly overdoses, particularly if the dealers do not disclose the presence of fentanyl in the whatever they give. I don't know how they do that shit. So though some fentanyl production appears to be developing in Mexico, most of U.S. fentanyl comes from China. So we go back to why China wants in Afghanistan. Aside from the oil, aside from the 9 million other minerals that they have there, they've offered to help harvest, or whatever you want to call it, all of the minerals, but also the opiates, the poppy seeds. So because China owns Biden, we get out. China goes in, China takes over the Middle East, and now they could give their own country their own friggin' opiate problem to get rid of, depopulate that way. Why do it through vaccines? honestly, why do it through vaccines? Why not do it through, and that's how they're going to do it. But that's my personal opinion. So take it for what you want. So that's why Trump wanted to build the wall in Mexico was to stop. But here's the problem. We could have a wall 100 feet tall, but with all the corruption that we have in Washington, it doesn't matter. They're going to sex traffic. They're going to bring the drugs in America no matter what. So, but yeah, we're fighting a battle on more than one front. So those stunning in scale, the fact that opium poppy cultivation expanded in Afghanistan, it's not surprising. The country's economy has been in deep slump since 2013 when the U.S. and NATO radically drew down on their troop presence, around which much of Afghan economy was built after 2002. Additional factors that hampered Afghan's legal economy were the accompanying security failures, the intensification of the Taliban, the growth in other forms of insecurity, and persisting problems with the corruption and rule of law. So although the legal economy has improved this year, the legal sector is too small, capital-intensive city center to be able to replace the labor-intensive rural poppy economy. That's why they're going to need help. Now, with all of that, there's about 600 Americans stuck in Afghanistan right now. They're not going to get them out. I guess they had their little powwow and said they're leaving them there. That they chose to stay. No, they didn't. No. So that's why they called this the largest hostage crisis, because, one, we're either going to go back in full force and take over again, or just say fuck it and leave our Americans over there, and China takes over. And
no,
they said,
I heard somewhere that they're not letting any flights in there at all.
The last one left today.
Right, but as far as the Pineapple Express happening, I heard that after that they're not letting no planes come in. Period.
Oh yeah, now that there's no military left, well, aside from whoever got stuck there, unless that's just Americans who have dual citizenship and shit like that, the Taliban is now going to go and start killing everybody. They're going to start killing all Christians, Muslims who went from being Muslim to being a Christian. And then they're going to kill any Muslim who helped, or any Afghan citizen who helped our military. They're all going to be executed.
Well, Tim.
So, yeah.
Tim, first they're going to blackmail the American country, Americans, to release their funds, and they'll release some Americans, and of course, they'll probably release a handful and get all their money, and then they'll start killing any Americans that are left and Afghanis that actually helped us, whose names were given to them by the frickin' American government.
Hold on. I know Biden froze all the gold. $9.5 billion in gold is in American banks.
Yeah, but they don't want that.
Then they better release every single American and Afghan that wants to leave for that $9.5 billion.
Then now they're going to lie. And you remember, think about who they're dealing with. This is the government that's saying there's only one, maybe 100 people that actually want to come out of Afghanistan.
There's roughly 600 people left.
Huh?
There's roughly 600 Americans left.
Yeah. Blinken was saying between 1 and 200, closer to 100.
He's lying.
I guess he was only talking about the ones that wanted to leave, though. The rest of them want to stay.
Yeah, no, that's what they're telling America.
I know, I was being sarcastic. That's why I was saying that they lie. They lie.
I know.
Okay? They'll give the American people a handful of people that they know about, and they'll hide the rest, especially the Afghanis that helped us. And then that'll give Biden his excuse to give them the money that they're going to give to China, I'm sure. Like I said, they're going to take the money first before they start killing Americans.
So there was $1.7 trillion. Actually, wasn't it more than that, I thought? I thought it was double digits of trillions of dollars, like $29 trillion or so, that went miraculously missing. That's part of the reason why we got into the Middle East anyway, because all this money went missing. But yeah. So let's finish up with this other yada yada shmada. In Afghanistan, the highest job producing or highest job is in the opium industry or poppy seed industry. That is their livelihood for a majority of Afghan citizens. So, but here's the thing. You cannot trust the Taliban. I don't give a shit what anybody says. The Taliban, ISIS, and Al-Qaeda. They're brothers from another mother. Pretty much is what they are. As we say in the military, my brother from another mother. That's what they are. They're terrorists. But the Taliban's income goes beyond drugs. There's timber, marble, gems, Afghan spending programs, NATO trucks, Afghan cell phone operators. You notice when you want to talk to... You like AT&T, T-Mobile, and all these other companies. It's always somebody from that region who can't speak a fucking word of English. That's why. All the call centers are over there. The Taliban also markets money from facilitating poaching of Kubara busters for the Saudi and Emirati, the Sheikh. So there's a lot more going on than just oil and poppy seeds. So why do you think them bastards over there, the Sheikhs, that all the there's like 5,000 Saudi Sheikhs and princes and all of this shit, where they get all their big palaces? And all that money from all that. This goes on and on and on about other crap, you know, whatever. And so China, we got plenty of time to go with China. And why they're so tied up with Afghanistan. So on July 27th of this year, the Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi held a video conference with his counterparts from Afghanistan, Pakistan, Nepal to suggest expanding their pandemic cooperation, stressing the need to set up logistics to expedite customs clearance between their countries. He proposed the development of a multimodal trans-Himalayan corridor by extending the China-Pakistan Economic Corridor, or CPEC, into Afghanistan. And that's the other thing. To move it along, to go from China to there, to, you know, all over, and same thing with Russia and their oil pipeline that our dipshit president wannabe, instead of using the Keystone pipeline, he's going to, that's the whole point of all of this mess. So they're saying that deal that China made with Afghanistan and Pakistan, it's making them they should all freaking start to panic. And something else that I heard today about OPEC and the petrodollar. Russia is now dealing with Afghanistan and the Middle East, actually the whole Middle East, and using the rupee, or the ruble, my bad, the ruble, instead of the American dollar. So the dollar is about to tank. And inflation's about to get worse than what it is right now. I'm just looking here. So in all honesty, I'm not going to buy anything from China. Anything that's made in China, I'm not buying it anymore. Fuck China. So, you guys have anything else? Anything?
Did you see the video on them taking lawnmowers across their fields, killing their crops?
Oh, wait a minute. Which one? There was a massive fire.
Down in Texas.
There was a massive, massive fire in one of those fields. And the farmer was taking his tractor and making that big firewall around it. And he went into other farmers' crops because that's how you stop a fire, is a firewall. But I don't know if that's what you're referring to.
No, I'm talking about he was taking lawnmowers to literally cut down his crops because he was getting big money for killing it.
Oh, now, yeah, I heard the other thing. In California, the rice farmers are getting paid $2 million to destroy their crops that are worth $1 million. And they're not complaining. Well, no shit. You know why? Because you're fucking lazy. Straight up. You don't care. Anybody that would destroy their crops to make money is pathetic. Because knowing
money
that you're feeding
is gone.
Huh?
Money has become their god. It's more important than being an American. Money is no. I mean, patriotism is. People making money. It seems to be more important than being a patriot. Or how many people I hear, even though they don't want to get the vaccine, they don't think it's a good idea. They're still going to get it because they're afraid to lose their job. The people that don't want to participate in September 7th or September 1st, because I know there's two different things for walking out, they're afraid they're going to get fired. If you don't get the vaccine, you're going to get fired. If you get the vaccine, you're going to die. If you pull out sick, I mean, it's like money has become God to everybody.
Yep.
I got another big joke for y'all.
You're not a slacker today, Lorne?
My name's not Lorna. But anyway, you know, isn't it awful funny that Biden comes out and says, oh, we took out that ISIS killer.
What?
With no proof.
Oh, that ISIS cake killer that they wound up killing that family?
Oh, the two drones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just another one of your little magician shows that the Democrats are trying to pull the wool over everybody's eyes. Because you know why?
Oh, yeah.
All the service members that were killed over in Afghanistan and during Iraq and whatnot, when Trump took office, he personally called every family member.
Oh, yeah.
And he wasn't looking at his watch either.
Oh, yeah.
Now the 13 military members we just lost and the civilians, that dumbass so-called president never picked up one phone and called those parents.
They don't even want him around. Two parents didn't even show up. Because
well,
he was there.
To me, honestly, my own opinion, but that was a slap in everybody's face. For him even show up to Dover Air Force Base, knowing that he's the one that caused this bullshit.
Yep.
So now what? So what's next? This was all for something, because when we pulled out of Iraq, we destroyed all the equipment. I saw text messages that somebody posted. They had to clean the gym or wherever it was for the Taliban. It was a setup from the beginning.
Okay. Again, same thing with the friggin' other refugees that are skipping over the friggin' border. Why are you giving them friggin' airbounds when we've got tons of not just veterans, but homeless people, period, in this country that they could give two shits about?
Oh, I know. That's why I said September 11th is creeping up, and I think a lot of those 100,000, they say it was 50, but they pulled 100,000 people out. Where's the other 50?
Because
you know what I'm saying?
If you look at all those aircraft, oh, well, I'm sorry, not all, because they only showed you pictures of one, but even the Air Force was saying there was a lot more people on them flights than what they are reporting. Now, of those people, they were mainly friggin' men and boys. I'm sorry, open your fucking eyes. That's Taliban, ISIS, fighters coming in for free on our dime. In all four corners, at every base, in all four corners of U.S. soil.
And I'll bet
again,
they're going to start off, right? They're going to start shit off here in America and blame it on Trump supporters and gun owners. Knowing it's another, and get all these crisis actors, like usual. And that's how they're going to start.
All right. I've got something I'm posting inside the Telegram and our Facebook national page. Take a look at this. I know personally of three of my brothers and two of my cousins that are part of this that are over there right now and have been over there for the past few days. And they have recovered and helped more of our Americans and our allies than what our own fucking administration has. And they said they will not leave until the last American is out of that country.
Now, that's what he said, but if he does it, that's a different thing.
Well, no, because apparently, before I even got on the show tonight, I saw some bullshit that, oh, we've got all the Americans back. And then personally, I get this friggin', I personally get this message that they are not leaving until they're all done. And guess what? It's out of their own fucking pockets. They are not relying on anything government-wise. They're doing this on their own.
Oh, those guys aren't leaving until they're all... Okay, I thought you meant... Yeah, the government already said they're not doing it anymore. That's it. They're done.
Oh, yeah, because they claim they got everybody. No, they got all the fucking Taliban they want creeping into our backyard.
Did you hear they're deliberately trying to stop the American retired veterans from rescuing those people? They've even threatened the DOJ on them.
Ha-ha. Funny thing. Just like I said before I even spoke about this, what I just said about that administration.
Oh, I agree.
Oh, we got ISIS. We got the two people. We got the one, the head leader of it. We neutralized it. I got proof. They didn't do shit. They hit a freaking abandoned vehicle out in the middle of the desert and claimed that they took the life of somebody.
Yeah, I
shit.
Heard that. A lot
I'll go
of
around the block
shit.
And grab a fucking rat and kill it and say, hey, look, I just killed a Taliban leader.
Killing more innocent people than the Taliban? Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. It is. I it's like you seem angry. And then what was that young man, the soldier, who lost his all he wanted was them to take accountability. I mean,
the lieutenant?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the one that was released from
this.
His duty.
They tried
he
to
said,
say
now,
crazy, and he got cleared.
He said he did it of his own accord. Bullshit. They're forcing him to say that. And someone told me he was being selfish and this, that, and the other. I said, why? Because he's standing up for our people, for America?
Wait, nobody was forcing him to do what he said.
Oh, no. I guarantee you they're forcing him to resign his commission.
Oh, no. He said he wanted to resign it. He doesn't want any of that money. Did you hear that?
Listen. Yes, guaranteed. For him making that speech that he did, they're forcing him. And it's a hostage situation. Of course you're going to say, I did it on my own accord. Of course he's going to say that. But that dumb bitch there on TikTok, her freaking video was gone international viral that said that if they declare martial law and have to activate active duty soldiers and you don't do what I say, I will start executing Americans. Really,
oh,
bitch?
Not talking
in uniform?
About her. I wasn't
no,
talking
listen.
About her.
No, I know. So listen, this is what I'm saying. She can do something like that because she's part of that 1% woke is broke bullshit military. Power's gone to her head. And you know what? She's a staff sergeant. She's an 88 Mike. a fucking mechanic. Okay? One, zero tactical training at all. Okay?
That's
well, yeah, you get your AIT.
Saying he's going to kill everybody.
Yeah. That's all she's. She's a fucking mechanic. And so here's the thing that she fits. And so the military says it's okay that she does that crap, but he can't question why we pulled out as fast as we did. That's why people are pissed. Now, her commanding officers are well aware of it, and people are calling and demanding she be court-martialed. And she should be. But something that she fails to realize, 70% of the military is conservative. The other 29% is liberal. 1% is that woke-ass crap. Now, there's how many 20 million veterans right now in the United States? Does she not realize we know how to use the same equipment that she said is going to be turned on Americans?
She's brainwashed.
Brainwashed. She's just stupid, and she's on a power trip because she's in the military, and she's a liberal. She's not brainwashed.
And you see how funny it is that the CDC stopped talking about the jabs and everything, and now it's they're on the kick of, oh, now we got to worry about taking the weapons away from everybody.
Yeah, no. Yeah, here's the thing they said. What was it that he called
because
it?
Because nobody believed in their bullshit about this fucking virus and his fucking shots.
Oh, no, no.
And they know.
I was just watching or looking at some things on Facebook from the different news stations. They're putting out this false narrative about how many people, 2,000 people just died in one day of COVID in one town. And so what happens is everybody in the comments, oh, my God, how selfish are you unvaccinated people? And that's what the narrative is, to keep causing division. That's what's happening. They can't push the vaccine any harder than what they are. Okay? We didn't fall for it.
Kim, did you see the story?
Yeah.
I think it was out of Texas. Where that veteran died from gallstones because there were no beds in Austin or something. They were all full of COVID patients.
No.
Didn't see that? I'll share it with you.
Uh-uh.
But basically, you know that when they say there are no beds available, that doesn't mean that every bed in the hospital is full. It means they don't have the staff to man the bed.
No. You know how many beds is in our COVID unit in our VA hospital? 20.
Two?
Oh. 20. 20 beds. That's it. That's all that's allowed in the COVID unit. It's a four-story hospital. It has about 300 beds, roughly, give or take.
And then you got to remember too, when they're talking about all the hospitals are full. Well, that's because they're half staffed now because everybody's quitting or getting fired.
Well, no. I asked my doctors and my nurses when I had COVID. They said since last February or whenever the shit started, they've only been at capacity twice. That's it. Normally, they have about 8 COVID patients, period, on the COVID unit a day. They admit 3, they discharge 4 or 5, they'll admit a couple more. So you're in and out. And the thing is, all the different medications, remdesivir is what they use at the VA hospital. They did some 3 days, boom, I was better. But you have to stay 5. Because it's 5 days of antibiotics. It's not oral antibiotics. It's IV only. And so someone was telling me, You mean to tell me in 18 months that's all they could come up with is one? Dude, a virus has no cure. It has to run its course. All you can do is treat the symptoms. That's it. The fever, the pain, the coughing. I got heparin because I had blood clots. They give you zinc, vitamin C, calcium, and that's the other thing that a lot of COVID patients have low calcium. They didn't give me aspirin because I have stomach problems, but that's all you can do. Well, that and Benadryl. They said the many Delta variant and Alpha, Lambda, Beta, Delta, whatever, all these new. You treat it like the same thing, except you add Benadryl and maybe cough syrup. That's it. But and then she told me that the local hospital, once or twice, might have been full to capacity. And now with them five, see, you could only have 5 to 7 patients per nurse.
And isn't that's a lot it. Of that is some people going in for their pre-appointment surgeries and stuff like that?
Well, aside from that, there's people that could have had a heart attack. Well, they go to ICU or CCU, critical care. People that have, like, pneumonia, they don't have COVID, people that might have other issues.
That's what I'm getting at. They weren't full capacity because of COVID. It's full capacity because of other and that.
Well,
issues.
No. They're not allowed. Like I said, if you have 5 nurses to cover, but see, you got to cover, it depends. I think they do 12-hour shifts. So 3 on, 4 off, 4 on, 3 off. So say one floor has 50 beds. I'm just saying, for example, 50 beds.
Oh, cool way.
You better have at least 7 nurses to cover all 50 beds. At the least, you want 5. And that's pushing it because you've got 10 patients. That's the problem. So just say you have to fire half your staff. Guess what?
Yep.
There goes half your bed.
Yep.
So that's why I said, I hope every fucking nurse and doctor walks out because they're trying to force them to get the vaccine. It was all fine and well for nurses and doctors to work all last 18 months, no PPE because all these fucktards bought it all and used it improperly, but it was okay because nurses and doctors could work without it. But now that there's a killer vaccine, oh, now you're the enemy. You're the devil because you won't take it. Fuck you. And now all nursing home staff has mandated to be vaccinated. Housekeeping, janitors, kitchen, CNAs, doctors, and nurses all have to be vaccinated. Guess what? Nursing homes, stay full. Nursing homes, you will have 25 patients to take care of by yourself. Ben, they're done that.
Yeah, because what happens when there really are people who work in nursing homes that are not going to get the vaccine, and they do
not. No, they're
going to
get fired.
Well, they get fired.
Biden.
Whether they fund
their
walkout doesn't matter. They're not going to get the vaccine. And these nursing homes are now going to be short staffed. What are they going to do?
Yep. Well, they're going to let them die like Cuomo did. They're going to let them die like Cuomo did.
That's their plan. The weak, the old and the weak first.
Yeah, and so anybody that gets federal funding has to be vaccinated or they lose their funding.
Yep.
This government is going to learn the hard way. And American people better wake the hell up and realize that your little self-righteous attitude that you have. I don't know who's listening, because I don't know if you're a liberal or a snowflake or a conservative. This little self-righteous attitude that you guys have, you are not better than anybody else because you're a sheep and you took that damn vaccine. Get over yourself. It's a fucking cold. I got it bad. Bad, bad, bad. Did I get intubated with an infernal ventilator? Fuck no, and I wouldn't let him. Would not allow it.
If it's my time to go, it's my time to go. Yeah.
Huh?
I saw a thing. This woman, she does a radio show, I guess, or whatever, and she was talking about when her and her husband went in, and he was diagnosed with COVID. She said that it's not so much the COVID that's killing them; it's the procedures. The hospitals were given a set of procedures by the protocol. That's what it's by the CDC, and they're following these protocols. They're not doing anything but following the protocol. She said she had to fight with the doctors out to get her husband on certain things because they were bad for him or whatever, but because it went against the CDC protocol. I don't know if I shared that. I think I might have shared it with you in the I don't know if I did.
I asked my doctors what I was getting. And I said, hey, look, yeah. I was told by another doctor to take this. Should I still take it when I go home if I still have these, you know? He's like, yeah, go ahead. Except the aspirin. They told me not to take the aspirin.
I'm looking for trying to find the video. I don't know if I shared it with you guys or not. Like,
see,
I said, it was pretty long.
Here's the thing. This whole thing with Afghanistan, has begun to unite a lot of Americans, okay?
Yeah.
Country will never be united because of COVID and the bullshit mandate vaccines. It's still going to cause division. The same idiots who think, oh, you're going to be vaccinated, also believe it's bullshit about Afghanistan. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of them that do. But this country will never be united. United we stand, divided we fall.
Mm-hmm.
They want us divided. If the government, if the American people would wake the hell up and realize we're stronger together, we outnumber them 330 million people, Americans, politicians. Let me rephrase that. How many Democrats and liberals and rhinos are there? Okay. That's, you know, and you leave the conservatives out. Them bastards are way outnumbered. If they only knew, or we only, the Americans only knew how much stronger we are together. But people are too selfish, self-absorbed, into their, so now they have one house. It's a quarantine house. That's it. The guy who works at night walked out. I'm not taking care of anybody with COVID. And Pat had to take all the kids. He had 10 to take care of. And you're not supposed to. You're only supposed to have 6 or 7 per house. And he had over 10 of them. They had to take them from one house and put them in the other one. And this is how paranoid this guy is. He's vaccinated. Thing is, he did get COVID, and he was on a ventilator for 17 days. So he is so paranoid about it that he will not be around anybody who's got COVID. So... now I've been exposed to COVID again. Oh, well. I already had it. I get sick. I take care of myself, and that's that. The there is something that I heard, and it makes a lot of sense. You know, all these people who took the vaccine, they're saying we're selfish and we don't deserve to get medical treatment in a hospital and they should turn us away. Well, think about this. How many babies are aborted every single day in America? So those women who get pregnant should not be allowed to get an abortion because you knew better. You should have, one, kept your legs closed, been on the pill, use protection. You knew better, and you should not be allowed to get an abortion. It's on the same exact principle. And millions of babies die every day from abortion. So they don't want to hear that because it makes too much sense. Okay, I'm done ranting, so you guys can go ahead and rant or do something. I know I pick a little rant, and then I go and rant. Okay. And then I'm done.
Well, right now, it's like people are so concerned about dates or, what everybody else is saying, and I guess I'm of the feeling that, like you, I believe in God. I believe, when it's my time to die, I'm going to die. Not a damn thing I can do about it. And here's the thing about the vaccine. Everybody, I heard one woman speak out, it was a doctor or whatever, vaccines save lives. Yeah, people were living before the vaccines. And I am not an anti-vaxxer. I am not saying that vaccines in general are not a good thing, or that originally they weren't, a good idea. They were originally made with the idea of helping people. But see, at the end of the day, we're all going to die. We have no idea when or how. Vaccines can help. They could. We don't know. I mean, vaccines could be responsible for us living longer, or they could be responsible for us dying sooner. It doesn't matter. We're going to die when we're going to die. If we're meant to live longer, then we're going to live longer. We got the vaccine. The vaccine's going to help. If we're not meant to live longer, well, maybe there was something wrong with that vaccine and it kills us. So these people that are getting so stressed.
I could go on the street and get hit by a car and live, or I could die. Right. Same difference.
Exactly. So these people that are so stressed about this damn vaccine and whether or not somebody else gets it is ridiculous. That's why it is very easy to believe that this is an agenda, that it is not about your health. It is about some agenda. And in my opinion, we are in a state of good versus evil. Well, we're always in a state of good versus evil. You just have to decide, or you know, what side you want to fight for. But in my opinion, this, what's going on right now is a very, it's a game changer. You can no longer sit on the fence at this point. And I think that's what Afghanistan did. I think it has shown people that they can no longer sit on the fence. They need to get off the fence on one side or the other, good or evil.
Yeah. But that's the way that all of it is. It's something. The Supreme Court overturned the eviction moratorium, and I'm glad.
Yeah, I'll believe it when people start getting evicted. And here's the thing: it didn't have to get this far. They allotted money to pay these landlords, and they didn't.
No. These assholes on unemployment were getting almost $4,000 a month. and they decided not to pay their bills and not to pay their rent, and they were getting unemployment. And they got stimulus checks.
Yeah, there's that too.
I do not feel bad for any of them.
I feel bad for the landlords. I feel bad for the landlords, not tenants.
My two youngest, my son and my youngest daughter were denied unemployment. We survived on my monthly piss-ass check I get from the military. Right? On mine.
Yep.
And never missed a bill. My landlord told me, look, if there's issues or reasons, if anything happens, let me know. We'll work something out. But when you get a stimulus check, you're going to have to pay, which I didn't have to. I used my stimulus check on whatever the hell I wanted to because all my bills are paid.
Right.
So, and someone told me, well, I worked my ass off. I paid for my school and the blah, 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 blah. And I couldn't afford to pay rent. You're lying through your ass. If you got money and stimulus checks and weekly unemployment checks, there's no excuse why you could not pay your rent.
Bad money management. These people can't manage money. They're not educated. They just go out and spend. And they don't pay their bills first.
That's why. Oh, and then remember a couple of weeks ago, Oregon said, well, we don't care if you could read, write, or do math. We're going to let you pass. That's the reason right there why kids are stupid. But, hey, that's where Antifa comes from anyway. Huh? Do what? Well, someone said something.
Wasn't me.
Oh, I said we keep lowering the bar instead of helping people to breach it.
Yeah, well, you know.
I mean, when you were in boot camp and training, isn't that what you did? You helped your fellow soldier up the wall? You didn't, you know, lower the wall. You helped him climb over it.
Oh, and so you were talking about the 89% of the rental relief fund hasn't even been distributed yet.
Yes, that's what I was talking about.
But why is there rental relief when everybody got checked? That's what I'm saying. It's bullshit. Huh?
I guess that was for clothes and food and stuff. I don't know. I didn't get any.
I didn't get shit. I'm sorry. But these freaking people, I swear to God, you need to freaking, we're doomed. This generation is freaking, oh my God. I saw this video of this kid, I swear to God. He had to be, I don't know, 13, 14. You could tell he was a kid. And he says, he said he's never been to jail, but he's been to worser. Worser things have happened to him. And then he's been to prison. One, because it's not worser. And two, children do not go to prison. You go to juvie. He said he shot somebody. I doubt it. Even if he did. He went to juvie. He did not go to prison for it. Now, granted, juvie's probably like prison.
If they're tried as an adult, they do still go to juvie.
Yeah, and sometimes once you turn 18, you go from juvie to jail to finish out your time. But for the most part, no, they let him out at 18. They could have heinously butchered somebody at 17 years old, tried him as a child, and let them out when they turn 18, which is bullshit.
But well, they're trying to do more adults. They're trying to try more as adults. But still.
Yeah. I think any child who commits a crime, depending if it goes over from the years of 18, They finish it up in juvie. I mean, they go to juvie till they're 18, and then they go to adult jail until they're or prison, depending on what their crime was, and let them finish it out in adult jail or prison. Sorry, but you do the crime, you're going to do the time.
Oh, I agree.
So we only have a couple minutes left. Tomorrow's show, probably for the next couple weeks, I want to finish going over the survival medicine book. And then I got two more coming. It's herbal medicine and then herbal antibiotics, if I ever get them in. They should have been here, but it'll probably be tomorrow or the next day. And then Saturday, I was thinking, well, crap, I wrote it down. Hold on a second. I'm trying to, I'm going to try and keep up, you know. So I need everybody's input. If anybody wants a specific show, let me know, and I'll do it, you know. I'm going to do survival quizzes on Saturday. I found, like, 200 questions for survival quiz, and this could be for anything, from camping, hunting, I don't care. Hurricane, tornado, all kinds of questions. They're survival type questions. So that's what we're going to do on Saturday.
Well, I promise not to say getting a vaccine is the first thing you need to do for surviving a storm. Can you believe
Yes, and I understand why they said that, because when people go into evacuation centers, of all the people crammed in there, that's why. Staying home, who the hell cares?
I'm sorry. So, I don't think getting a vaccine should be the number one thing you think to do before the next hurricane.
No.
Are you going to run out and get an AIDS vaccine, or if you bleed on me, or let's see what else? Hep C. Oh no, I'm sorry. Hep C or
A,
who
B
the
or
hell?
C.
All these other just a flu or pneumonia.
A, B, or C.
Yeah.
Oh, did you? I don't know who it was that posted that thing about the different diseases. Well, first of all, rotavirus is a virus. Influenza is a virus. Things like those vaccines last for a short amount of time.
Right.
Your pneumonia shot lasts for 5 years. But okay, go ahead.
Sorry
go ahead.
To cut you all off, Stuart.
That's
thank
right.
you. Another awesome show. Thank you. God bless you. God bless USA, our kids, our veterans, first responders, our troops, and God bless the Defender 7. Good night, everybody.
And the pineapple.